Welcome, everybody, to our first episode of 32. So, how is everybody doing today? How are you doing, Elizabeth?
I'm doing great. How are you? I'm so excited.
Yeah. No, I'm doing really well. This is our first time, or my first time, using this new platform. Excuse me, Riverside FM. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it, too. 32 has been in the works for about a month or so. Finally got it off the ground. And I said it was going to be in May, and it is in May. Yay. So, yeah. We're still trying to, you know, get a few of the kinks out and whatnot. We do have a live stream chat on YouTube. So,
is it under North Compass Media?
Yeah, it's under Encompass Media.
Okay, awesome. Yep.
So, okay, cool. Yeah, it's cool because it gives me a constant uploading of the progress of the strength in the signal. So that's good too. So, but it does show that my computer wants to restart, and I'm just going to give it the big finger and say no.
It can wait a little while.
It can wait a little bit. Right, exactly. So 32 is basically a number that kind of came across my vision of what a new show would be like. I've had several in the past that have basically, you know, surrounded the discussion around the paranormal and whatnot and spiritualism and all that. So this time, I think that when 32 came, I was talking with Elizabeth and we were trying to figure out something, because we always wanted to do something new, because we had done something a couple times in the past. We used to do readings for people live on YouTube and Facebook, and you know, our lives just kind of happened where, you know, we kind of just went our separate ways and then we kind of reconnected again. And so, yeah, I thought, hey, why don't we, you know, do a show together? And she agreed reluctantly. And
I don't know about reluctantly.
Yeah. So she actually has a spirit in her home that's messing with her right now. Yeah. So it's, if you hear the static on her end, and I hear it too, and he's kind of, he's not really happy that she's doing this, and I don't know why, but, so yeah. So, anyways, so we started this, and I was trying to find a name for the show, and 32 came across my mind, and it was kind of more prevalent and kept coming into my mind. And so I looked it up, and it's, a lot of it is about spiritual balance and harmony, and, you know, trusting your inner guidance and your guides and whatnot. And I really, it really resonated with me a lot. And I really was, you know, kind of taken back that was something that really kind of stuck with me. And so, yeah. So, I mean, people, if you're interested, you can look up the spiritual significance of 32. And it's pretty amazing. There's a couple different meanings and random statements about it. And they talk about love, they talk about numerology and other things. But a lot of it has to do with the guidance and, you know, ascending into a higher realm of spiritualism and understanding who you are and trusting yourself, and you know, but yeah, so that's why we decided to do this show. That is totally you, right? That's not me. Your mic keeps cutting out. He's trying to prevent you from speaking for some reason. Is he that controlling? Yeah, I can't hear you at all, no. All I can hear is your static. And you have a good picture. That's the whole thing, too. So if anybody's watching this and you hear something strange or odd or whatnot, yeah. But for some reason, you're being messed with. And I tell you what, I'm looking at the YouTube feed and it looks really well. It looks really good. So, yeah, it looks, I mean, this looks way better than my computer. So, awesome. I'm very pleased with that. So, do you have mic? Can you speak, or are you mute? Yeah, I can't even hear you. All I hear is static on your end. And weird wavelengths. Can you hear it? You can't hear it? Oh, you can feel it. Okay, yeah. I don't know. If you need to have a conversation with this individual, please do. Because I would like to talk to my host. You know? But as I was saying, so while she works with the technical difficulties of that, that's fine. I've had other shows in the past. And I still have a couple other ones that I still do. Paranormal Memoirs is one of my favorites that I do. I discuss the stories of my past, of my experiences and run-ins with the paranormal and whatnot. Those episodes are probably some of my favorite that I've done. I've also got a couple new ones that are coming up. And yeah, I really look forward to doing those. It's just finding time to do them all. And I also have Paranormal Saloon, which that is also another fun show that I do on here on YouTube as well as Facebook. So, but I probably am going to just stick with Facebook, just because. To be honest with you right now, nobody really watches anything on Facebook anymore. I mean, I see some other people that have had different shows and stuff, and, you know, I try to watch some of them, but I mean, it's just like they have one or two viewers in there, and in my opinion, people just don't care, and some watch, some don't. It depends on what you're talking about. I don't talk about politics. Excuse me. You know, I talk about paranormal and spiritualism. But do we have anything? Nope, I still can't hear you. Mm-mm. So yeah, so check out my paranormal memoir show and paranormal saloon. And yeah, that those are a couple of my favorites. I'm also on Roku, where you can find some old episodes of Studio 6 Paranormal Podcast. That's under Ghost Planet Network as well. So, and that's on Roku, and I think it's on Amazon now. I'm not too sure, but yeah. So I know that Elizabeth had some great talking points that she wanted to discuss and talk about some things. But for some reason she's having some technical difficulties and some difficulties with the sound. Her picture is fantastic, by the way. but the sound is just non-existent. She's become a mute. So, which it happens, you know, there's, she's laughing. There's technical difficulties. I mean, especially when, you know, doing new shows and whatnot, you know, yeah. So, but as getting back to 32 to me is something that, you know, people can kind of take a page out of it. And oh, wait, do I hear you?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Still quiet? Is it better or no?
No, you're better. You're better. I can hear you. Oh my God, I can hear you.
It's a miracle.
Right. You're a little bit laggy. But I just think that is just, I don't know what that is. I don't care, but it's probably not like that on YouTube. It might be, okay, you know, a little bit behind here, you know what I mean, on the app. So,
okay.
So yeah. Okay. So
yes,
you had some talking points.
Yeah. So from,
and go ahead and kind of discuss some of that.
Okay. Yeah. So one thing.
Go ahead.
Just before I was talking to the spirit, and the spirit or entity basically has his own agenda. And that's the reason why he did not want me to talk, is because he wants to talk about what he wants to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so was trying to make sure to get that point across. So point, yes, taken.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. Right. Thanks a lot there, buddy.
Yeah. So I know 32 in general, we're talking about journeys, and just in thinking about it, journeys, we focus on spiritual and paranormal, but sometimes it's also the physical things that we do here on earth that really lead us to who we are. And so, mm-hmm, as we're looking at guests and who it is that we want to see and hopefully share information out, like my thought process or my thoughts are that this is hopefully a platform for those that don't know where to go to find the information, or they're just new and they, you know, they've discovered that they have these amazing gifts and they have a purpose, mm-hmm, and they just want to know where they can get some help along their journey. Understanding we're not doctors, we're not psychologists, we're not, you know, this is for entertainment, right, only, but it provides that guidance that people may be looking for instead of just worrying and thinking, right, that they're crazy, because they're not.
Right. And how many times do you think that has actually happened in a conversation? I've run into quite a few different people in giving readings or giving just general counsel, just with even friends or whatever, that have experienced their gifts and they're coming out and, you know, their gifts. And that's the first thing they always ask. Am I crazy? And you're not crazy. Now, there's other different elements to being crazy. No, yeah, but experiencing gifts like, you know, spiritualism and readings and you know, even talking with the deceased, or, you know, seeing visions of something. I mean, it doesn't make us crazy. The world over time has easily adapted that people who are like this have mental issues. And to that, I would say that's an unfounded characteristic for a person. You know what I mean? I think that's it's kind of, it's easy to call people crazy. It's easy to say you have a mental defect. It's easy, you know what I mean? Without even getting the whole diagnosis or whatever. And you know, even that is kind of, to me, is kind of suspect. I mean, life experience and life and all the things that happens in life, and that's kind of makes up who we are. You know, if you've been traumatized your whole life, yeah, you know, you've had abuse and you had this, and you had that. I'm sorry, but I mean, that's kind of your makeup. You know, that's what you've been subjected to. You know, I mean, we can go back and we can talk about people in a cult, you know, what they're subjected to, what they believe and what they, you know what I mean? And so it's kind of like that whole thing of kind of being, you know, drilled into your head and this and that. And this is something that we don't do. We're not trying to drill. You have to do this. Is the way, you know what I mean? It's not something, it's something where as people who have questions and people want to know more about, you know, the spiritualism and what's on the other side and aspect. And, you know, we try to dive into that a little bit and try to get those answers. You know, it's that proverbial what's on the other side, you know, question, you know. And yeah, we all want to know, you know, and some of us do. Some of us claim to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I can't say that 100% this is what it is. You know what I mean? I can say that only what I see.
Yeah. Well, there's so many questions out there, you know, because we're talking about what's on the other side. I mean, what about like before we got here, you know, what about the past? Like what's with the past life, right? You know, past life regressions and the, you know, remembering past lives and, you know, what's with the different planes, you know, different planes of existence. Some believe it, some don't, like, you know, just like, for example, I know in your other, Paranormal Saloon, you would have episodes about UFOs. What else is out there? You know, so I think it's just this whole journey, the whole the idea of creativity and growth and just elevating our consciousness and learning what we can, understanding that chances are, even with everything that we learn, there's more out there.
Oh, I totally agree. I totally agree. Now, if there's a movie, ever seen that movie Lucy?
I don't think so.
With the
I should watch
Johansson.
Scarlett Johansson. Name?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Now she takes a synthetic drug that is supposed to, you know, like she actually had it. She was carrying it or whatever. Long story short, she had an overload of it in her system, and that basically was rewriting her brain, you know, and making it, you know, this where she could manipulate things and she could do, you know, telekinesis and all that stuff. I mean, and the theory of that, which isn't really, it's kind of been an ongoing thing, is it is a theory, but we only use a small percentage of our brain. And in that movie, they say if you use 20% of your brain, you basically, or 20% or more, you can remap your brain. You can, you know, redo. I mean, it's make pathways, different pathways. You know what I mean? It's just, so that's what I kind of think of. You know, I think that we are on a small scale, you know, and there are people that are kind of coming out of their cocoon, so to speak, and they have questions. Now, we don't claim to know it all. We won't say we do, you know. I mean, you know, we try to help guide people into, you know, do what's best for them. You know what I mean? And it's not so much, you know, we're not fortune tellers. We're not, you know, we don't tell you the future. We definitely don't give you any lottery numbers, you know, because if that was the case, I wouldn't be here, you know. But no, it's seriously, it's just that whole thing of, we could have a conversation and talk about spiritualism. We could talk about what's on their side. We could talk about a person's gifts. We can talk about, you know, we're going to have a guest on hopefully next week that, has written a book about, his near death experience and whatnot. You know what I mean? So, yeah, we want to talk to these people, you know, and we want to be able to have a kind of a round table discussion so that people listening to the show can actually, you know, form their own opinion about it. And if they're unsure, if they're scared, or they don't, you know, they think it's, you know, devil's work or it's this or that, you know, I challenge people to just do some honest research, you know, and just, yeah, you know, kind of like reading different books, you know, and different theories and different, you know, elements of the spiritualism and where it started in the early 1900s and having all the round table seances, which I'm not into seances, but, you know, I know there are some people that are, you know, and there's so much out there that we just have to, as a collective, kind of share that information in a positive way and not be judgmental. You know what I mean?
Unbiased.
Yeah. Right.
Just being
and in
unbiased.
The past,
yeah.
In the past, we have, me and you both have run into people that you would think that they, you know, they had a good path that they were on, and then you realize that they were not, they were being judgmental and they were, you know, name calling or just, you know, being disrespectful. Now, I mean, that is something that we do not and condone. We do not come from that. We don't, if somebody comes on our show and we're not going to sit there and belittle them, or we may have a different view or opinion, but it's not something where is there that person's opinion is their own, you know, and we, as a collective and even as a human, it's just respect, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah. So I think one of the questions is, what type of things do you think, I mean, I know we've said a little bit beforehand, but what type of things are you looking for or looking toward for yourself in your growth through this podcast?
A sense of peace. You know, I mean, I can, you and I both know, being gifted, you know, mediums, or even eccentric or, you know, worrisome people, and it can cause you stress. And for us, I know a medium that she is under constant stress, and she has anxiety all the time. And it's like, and I don't know how to help her. I don't know how to, and she's highly connected that way. You know what I mean? And I don't know how to really, you know, explain that to me. You know, how can somebody that has that connection, is very gifted, have so much anxiety? You know what I mean? And so much stress, yeah. You know? And so it's just confusing to me. But I don't want to be able to impede myself with that stress. You know what I mean? So I'm looking forward to exercising my belief system in a way where I can get input from other people and even, you know, spiritual people from the collective, or just regular people, you know what I mean? Who don't practice, you know, their gifts or whatnot, but I want to be able to evolve and grow and that. And so I look forward to that. I think that there is something to be gained from having this show.
Right.
The different views of different points of views and different aspects of, you know, and theories and whatnot. And, you know, hearing people's stories of inspiration or even inspiration of desperation, you know, or whatnot, can play a role in it. And a lot of it has to do with just going, having people listening and having it go into their ears and resonate to some degree. And that is one of my, probably my main goals. You know, I always wanted to be a musician when I was younger, but it just never worked that way. And, but I always wanted to create music for people that, so that it would help not change their lives, but inspire them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think as long as people are using discernment, whenever they're listening to any, and you may not believe everything, you may not accept everything, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. As long as, again, like you said, we're listening, we're unbiased.
So what would be respectful. One of your goals in doing this show?
For me, it's helping humanity and helping to raise that consciousness for people in general. Just the same mm-hmm. as I think a lot of us, you know, not everyone has had the experience where, you know, they grew up seeing spirits or hearing spirits or just knowing what else was out there and then being comfortable about talking about it. You know, just today I got told that because mm-hmm. I have a thing of the astrology chart behind me, that that makes me demonic. So that to me says immediately that someone is judgmental and biased. And hey, mm-hmm. I get it. You have your opinion. Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Bring that opinion with being able to see the full right. circle, which is okay. Because I just replied, well, here's also right.
and
another
I, and I get that too.
Thing, a you podcast.
I
mean?
There's people that just don't quite understand that. Yeah. And, you know, they fear the things that they don't understand.
Yeah.
And
well, things are scary. That's okay.
That was one of my yeah. biggest fears of, you know, coming out of, one of my biggest fears of coming out as being gifted and a medium and whatnot, and being able to portray that, is because, you know, I had to shed that thing of what people thought of me. You know, I had to get rid of that. I had to not play into that. And create that stress for me. I had to accept myself for who I was instead of worrying about what everybody thought I was. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, you're still breaking up a little bit. Are you kind of stuck?
Yeah. There
I think
goes.
She's stuck.
There, I think it's better. Can you hear me?
What's that?
Can you hear me now?
No, you're still freezing. You're freezing in and out. So, I don't know.
Okay. How about now? No.
Okay. You're back.
Better.
Yeah, maybe you're, for okay, now. You're back.
Okay. Goodness gracious.
Yeah, oh. Right.
Yeah, I just right. I think that
so
I think we can help people.
Mm-hmm. I do too. And I want to have that good conversation. You know, I want to be able to, you know, learn something new myself. And that's another reason why I did this show or did, you know, any podcast, because of the fact that I wanted that education. I wanted that other view, points of view, because, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. There were so many cool people that I've ran into over the years and interviewed over the years that, you know, I found things in myself that I didn't know was there, but because my guest had kind of described something in a certain way that made me look deeper inside. And, you know, that's happened a few times where I had to really look inside.
Yeah. Are there any topics that you are super excited about, like, being able to have here?
I'm really interested in talking about I love the whole past lives thing, you know, I mean, the not thing, but I mean, you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, talking about past lives and talking about near-death NDEs, near-death experiences and stuff like that. Having that different perspective from person that has been that is basically kind of crossed over that veil and what they've experienced. And everybody's, not everybody, but the majority of people's experiences are similar, but not the same. You know what I mean? And
right.
It's just, I've watched a lot of different ones that were kind of scripted that way. And it was like, yeah, I've heard this story very many times. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. I just know I've listened to other ones and it's just, and they're not even close. And so I want to have a discussion about that. I want to have a discussion, a serious discussion about people who have had NDEs and what the comparison is between the guy down the road or the guy in the White House or the guy, you know what I mean? You know, so I want to have that whole, you know, broad spectrum conversation because I would love to pick their brain. And that's why I think that having guests on at times and discussing different viewpoints in that, just to see what they have to say, you know, because I mean, I've had some guests in the past on some of my other shows and they have totally like, I wasn't expecting that. You know what I mean? And so, yeah, they've really surprised, you know, gave me a surprise. And so, yeah. But, yeah, I'm open to a lot of different things. Is there something in particular that you feel drawn to?
So, lately for me, it's been about out-of-body experiences.
Okay.
And then being able to travel to places using my consciousness and having my body here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think past lives, I've always been curious about past lives.
So just have I.
I feel like that plays such a part for those that believe in it. Like for those that don't, I'd be curious to know like what they think. Like you just, all of these things that you're afraid of that there's no rationale to it. Like, why do you think you're afraid of that? Where mm-hmm. in a past life, so many things that just seem, oh, well, in a past life, this happened. I mean, can you prove it? No, but right. It makes sense. You know, like right. The people that you remember that you come across and you're mm-hmm. like, I know that person.
Right.
You know,
right.
I dreamt about that person. And this is, mm-hmm. you know, like, or the photographs that they now come that, because we have so much the technology, the photographs that you come up with, you're like, this looks just like this person
mm-hmm.
who passed away. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and now you have this person looks just like them, you know, not mm-hmm. related. So,
right. Right.
Yeah. It fascinates me.
Right. No, I would agree. That fascinates me as well. You know, and that is another one of my episodes that I'm going to talk on paranormal memoirs is, my dream state is what I'm going to call it because I've had several dreams where I was not myself. I was somebody else.
Yeah.
And experienced death in that sense, you know, a drowning, being mm-hmm. shot. It's just, it's amazing that I've been able to, I've had these type of dreams my whole life, but it's just, I just think it's amazing to be able to experience them. And then later in life, try to look back and think, why did I have that? Or why did this happen this way? You know what I mean? Whereas before, right. I mean, I wasn't always into my spiritualism. You know, I knew I was gifted to a certain degree, but I was not following the path. So, but now I am, you know, wholeheartedly in it and for a while now. And then I kind of look back and why didn't I think about that? Why didn't, you know, and then I look back and I'm like, I experienced that in a dream. And, you know, so yeah. So, I mean, that episode on paranormal memoirs is going to be really good because I've got some really good ones that actually where, reality came to play. I mean, I had the dream, reality showed up and I couldn't believe it, you know? So, but it's moments like that. Do you have to wonder? It's like, sometimes these things feel also scripted, you know? And so, yeah. And not to get into the conspiracy theory, but man, it's like, and I see all these people talking about, we live in a matrix, you know, and all this sort of stuff. And it's like, yeah, that would really suck. You know, I mean, that would really suck.
I've also heard the theory that says that based off of every decision, because you live in a matrix, but free will is a thing, but there are so many possibilities that God already knows all of the possible things that you're going to choose, that when you choose it, you have now split that universe and gone on a different path.
Right.
And it just continues. Yeah, it just continues forever.
That's scary. That's as scary as hell. If you really think about it, it's like, what did I split this time? You know, I mean, so.
Or how many times you may have died, like, because
I've thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, just with your journey alone, like we're talking about, you know, our journeys and how we got to where we are now, like, what would have happened if?
And here's another theory. And somebody said this to me, and he's a skeptic, and he's a good friend of mine. And I used to work with him, and he posed this question. He's like, what if we've died already 100 times?
Yeah.
But we just don't remember. Who pushes the reset button? You know,
source.
You know what I mean? I mean, if I seriously look back at some things that I was doing when I was younger, there were moments that where I had to close my eyes and, you know, at that moment, close my eyes and then open my eyes and say, how did I survive that? Did I?
Yeah. It's like Groundhog Day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
yeah. Do you know how many, like, I think about this all the time, of all of the movies that are out there, how many of them that while we watch them and we're like, this is insane, that there is so much truth in them.
Right. Where did they come from?
Yeah.
But I tell everybody this, it comes from somebody's brain.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody thought of that.
Yeah.
So you have to really think about, it isn't just a movie to watch and it's like, oh, that's really queer, you know, really weird and crazy. And then all of a sudden it's like, that came from somebody's brain.
Yeah. And it could be a journey that they had or a dream that they had that wasn't really a dream. Like, we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's a rabbit hole. I mean, seriously, that
Yay!
Is a, yeah.
We found one. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Right. And I don't think that is not something we should shy away from, because, you know, not to say that I'm all in on conspiracy theories, but I'm just saying that it's kind of like the what if series. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What if this happened? What if that happened?
Yeah.
Did it happen or didn't it happen? I mean,
if a person believes that it happened or it happened to them, then in my mind, that means it happened, right? Just because I don't believe you doesn't mean it's not true.
Right.
So, I mean, it's just.
So do you also believe this? I believe this. You know, we have like a million thoughts a day or whatever. A lot of them, from what I'm told from spirit, a lot of them are called inconsequential thoughts, which means they're just flighty thoughts and they don't mean anything. They don't hold any weight. They're just random, stupid thoughts. And you're like, oh, I don't want to think about that. You know what I mean? It's like, so taking those thoughts and, you know, kind of like weighing them against a feather. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's almost like you, when you're really thinking about something, but you're putting your emotion behind it, you're putting your energy behind it and this and that. But when you've got a random thought of thinking about some guy falling out of a tree, you know, or something dumb like that, you know what I mean? Or running over a squirrel, and doesn't mean it's going to happen. It's just, those are kind of inconsequential thoughts or just random, flighty, weightless, you know, thoughts that are just, they just go in and go out. You know what I mean? And so, I always wondered depends. About that. I always wondered about that too, but I would think that you would have to, because there has to be intent behind it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, so.
I think that people or humans in general, like, we have a lot of power, and the mind is a very, very powerful thing. Consciousness is very powerful.
My brain scares me.
See, well, it's kind of like, if I'm thinking about you all day, like, hey, what are we going to do on this podcast, you know, et cetera, and then all of a sudden you contact me, like, is that me reaching out to you, or was that a random thought because I've been thinking about it and inconsequential? Well, clearly not, because you heard it. Then at the same point, if you message me, and then I'm like, oh, hey, what a coincidence. You know, no, I don't think it's a coincidence. I think it's a synchronicity. I think that you heard me, or you, whether it be telepathically or the consciousness traveled across from my state to yours.
Yep.
And then you acted on it instead of seeing it as an inconsequential thought.
Right. And we both are remote viewers. And for people who don't know what remote viewers are, look it up. Now we practiced that a long time ago. We used to practice that. I would talk to her through text, and she would hide something in her house, and I would have to remote view it to go find it. And I think the one time I did find it, but I was looking too close at it. My remote viewing is I'm looking at things where it's like an inch away from my face, where if I would just step back. Because I said what it was, but I had to pull it back to look at it. And it was an egg and a dragon, wasn't it? Or something like that?
Yeah. You were like, it's a figurine. But
It's a figurine. Like, but I was like, but it's once a step back. But so remote viewing is a pretty wild thing too. And that is a whole conversation that we can get into that.
I get to do that on TikTok a lot now.
Really?
There is a guy. Yeah, his name is Colton, and his TikTok is Global UAP Task Force, and he's basically on a mission to do 10,000 remote viewing sessions and get the percentage to try to come up with these statistics to prove that anyone can do it. So, and it's a blind study. So he'll pull up an image on his computer. He'll give us an ID number and then give us an amount of time to remote view it, then ask for impressions and then show us what it is. And you probably wouldn't, because you're a remote viewer, but a lot of people would just be amazed at the amount of times, like, direct hits. We have amazing remote viewers that they're able to just to move their consciousness. And for those that don't believe in it, I would love to have them explain it.
I mean, that it's very exhausting though too. I mean, it's not something where you work all day and then you come home and say, oh, I'm going to jump right into that and do some remote viewing. No.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you have to kind of set yourself up for that. Now, with me, remote viewing for me is effortless. I don't know why it's always been that way. There's been certain times where I'm very, very few. I've had to struggle. Usually it kind of comes to me. If I have to just think about something, I can be there, but it's just the fact that I don't, because I'm a daydreamer and I have to be careful when I daydream, just because of the fact that, especially if I'm driving, you know, I've had that where I was driving and trying to find a new way to work one time. And I ended up, I don't know, my conscience left. And when I kind of slammed back into myself and I didn't know where I was and I was driving, I'm like, what road am I on? What state am I in? I had major confusion because I was like looking ahead, trying to find the best way. Do I take that road? Or, oh, I know that tree and I know that bar that go, you know? So I was like taking myself there while I was driving and I was like, I can't do that anymore. So it was kind of scary, but I've done that. And it's like, and it's very, talk about anxiety. It's like having an anxiety attack. As soon as I realize what I'm doing, I have to take a deep breath and be like, oh my God, and I'll get dizzy. And yeah, it sucks. But
yeah,
yeah, so that, so remote viewing, that, I mean, that's a whole another show that we could do on, because that's, you know, that's, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And like the Monroe Institute, one of the people that goes in there, he actually has been there. He was there for a while.
Yeah.
And so this, that those that don't know what the Monroe Institute is, that's basically where they started the whole right. school and teaching.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
So awesome.
Mm-hmm. Now I limit myself on purpose because of the fact that I just don't have time to do all that. You know what I mean? And I, like I said, yeah. I'm a free thinker. And so I can just, I kind of, my brain kind of wanders. So I have to kind of, I have to put a lid on myself. Basically, I kind of just feel like, yeah, you know,
why?
Right.
Let
no.
it shine.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah. Come on. No. And I'm not saying that I'm all that by any means. I'm just making a statement that, you know, remote viewing is not very hard for me. I make it hard because of the fact that I don't want to be able to do that freely all the time. You know what I mean? Because I'm still in reality and I'm still, you know, working. I'm still doing other things. Now it's different when I'm doing, I do walkthroughs, mediumship walkthroughs for paranormal teams, you know, on a live show or something like that. You know what I mean? Okay. Or even through text or even through video. I mean, whatever, you know, and, that to me, I enjoy doing, and I'm able to remote view that and to see certain things. And there are times where my brain is, well, I know that I'm on the right track when I see things backwards, when I see things that are mirrored.
Yeah.
So like this, like, let me see if I can do that. Yeah, I can't. Okay, so I have my camera is mirrored because my microphone is to my right. You know what I mean? It's just, it's really weird how it's all set up. But sometimes when I'm remote view, that's the way it is. I'll see things. It's like looking in a mirror. You know what I mean? And
yeah,
it's not all the time, but a lot of the time. You know what I mean? It's like, and they'll say, nope, you got it. And then they'll look and I'll say, you got to remember I'm standing on the opposite side.
Right.
And they're like, oh, then that makes sense. You know? So,
yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it is. And it isn't, because it doesn't always happen. There's sometimes I can be on the right side and be like, okay, I'll get it right. And then it's still confusing. I can confuse myself very easily. Doesn't take much, but yeah. So, you know, like when I was going to ask you this, when you go to sleep, do you see things before you fall asleep? Like when your eyes are closed?
No.
Really?
Mm-mm. No.
When I close my eyes, it hasn't happened that way in a little bit, just because I haven't really been focusing on certain things and I've been doing my new job and all this other stuff. So, but for the longest time, I would immediately close my eyes and I would see another set of eyes looking right at me.
Oh, no.
Every single night. Yep. Right, looking right at me. And it was unsettling at first, but then I kind of got used to it. And then I bring it up to a friend of mine, this lady that was on an episode of Ghost Adventures. And I asked her about that. And she said, there's just people watching over you. You know, there's people that are watching you constantly. Yeah. You know, just acknowledge it and say hi. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to go to bed, you know.
That's
but they don't last long. I mean, they disappear. And then there'll be times when I close my eyes and I'll get a person.
Yeah.
Or a child or something in very specific. And
yeah.
I have to think, you know, sometimes I would think that it would just be a wisp of a vision, you know what I mean? And then it would go away and I wouldn't think about it. And that really didn't mean anything. But the ones that stick with me where I remember, oh, 2 weeks later, what that exact picture was, there's a reason for that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And
yeah, for me, it's a knowing. Like, I don't see, like, even if I can close, like how some people are like, oh, well, you see this picture behind your eyes. And I'm like, I don't. For me, it's like a knowing. Or like, I would say that I see a movie in my head, but I don't even do that. Like, it's more like, the easiest way to say is like an imagination. Like, I just know, like, I know. Yeah. If I could watch a movie, this is what it would be doing.
Right.
But see, I actually see that movie.
I do half and half. You know what I mean? It's a knowing, but also, but I'm a very visual person. You see, that's the whole thing. A lot of people don't understand that, you know, being, you know, most men are visual persons for a various amount of reasons.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so, but I am a very much a visual person. I see and feel with my eyes in that sense. You know what I mean? Because when I look at something, not only when I look at something, I can almost hear the sound it makes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like, if I look at these lights that I have next to me, they make a sound to me. And it's, I can like see that it makes that sound. It's, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's cool. Is that like synesthesia?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, everything that I see is either a number, a tick, or a count, or when somebody, you know, drives a car, I know I'll see, and I won't even hear it, but I'll see that wheel, I'll hear it, you know, and the same thing. I will.
Yeah, I think synesthesia is like whenever they see color, like sound.
Yeah, right. So if
sound,
I see the white, the whiteness of like a light, you know, or something like that, like on a computer, that makes sound to me. But I can see it through my eyes. I don't know how to describe that, but it's like, it's almost like my eyes have that ability to sense everything, you know, and not put it in audibly in my ear, but audibly, you know, like in my third eye. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah. But I also have this constant frequency pitch in my ear that I've had since I was a child.
Yeah.
And I can't. So when I sit in a quiet room, there is no silence for me. It's like sitting in a soundproof room. You know what I mean? You've got, people talk about tinnitus. Yeah, that's not it. I can't even describe. That's not even close to what I have. But I'm so used to it. But it's deafening.
Do you go to places and like have different frequencies at those places? Or is it always the same tone?
It's usually the same tone. Yeah, it's part of the, I know, I think it's part of the earth, the gravity and all that. I can kind of hear that, but I hear it, but I don't hear it. You know, it's hard to describe. See, like with my wife, I call her radar because she can hear a fucking grasshopper fart down the street. You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, she could hear, she'd be like, "Do you hear that?" I'm like, "I don't hear anything." She'd be like, and there'll be a transformer down the street that she could hear because it's humming. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Or she will hear, you know, different things, people talking down the street and can barely hear their conversation. I'd be like, and here I am, grandpa ears going, "What?" You know? So
that's really cool.
Right.
I mean, so, she probably doesn't like it. That's cool.
No. Yeah. She doesn't really care for it. So case in point, I'm a loud person. I make noise. When I get up in the morning, I drag my feet. I slam cabinets. So all of that noise is amplified to her. So I have to be extra quiet in the morning because she's still sleeping. And I have to not wake her up because I'm trying to be respectful. But being me, I'm just in my routine. And sometimes I forget. And sometimes I let go of the cabinet too soon, and it slams. I'm like, oh shit, you know. So getting back to the looking at things, and I look at things, and I hear what sound they make, or you know, or what I think that their sound makes. You know, it's always been that way for me. Yeah. It's kind of disturbing.
Or you hear their frequency. Yeah, and you just,
it's very disturbing sometimes, you know. But
well, that could be beneficial, though. I mean,
it could be something that's really untapped now, but... for me. I haven't really researched that too much. What did you call it?
I don't know what the equivalent of it is, but synesthesia is where people see sound, or they see colors with sound.
Oh yeah.
So for example, like a song, they would see like waves of color they hear it, but they would see the color.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, don't no, that makes sense? Yeah, because when I hear music,
I wonder if it's that or.
I have a combination, I think, because when I hear certain songs and everything, I can hear the wavelengths, but it's just. It's really weird how I perceive that. I never really thought about it until you kind of mentioned that. You know what I mean? So this is why we do this show. This is why we have this conversation, because of the fact that we are able to kind of explore different topics and different avenues of things and, you know, whatnot. So, but yeah, no, this has been a really good conversation. But yeah, so we'll try to keep it at an hour, and which is almost an hour now. So, we will come back Thursday. We're going to talk about some more different things, random things. We'll probably maybe have a little bit better list that I can come up with.
Or not. I mean,
right. I don't know. Right. I mean, this is, like I said, this is our first show, we've done in a long time. So, but yeah, 32 is going to be on for a long time, I think, because I really enjoy doing this, and this is really fun having the conversation and whatnot. But when your spirit finally calms down and stops interrupting you, you know, I don't know. Yeah. There's nothing I could say to him. He wouldn't listen to me. I don't know why.
Yeah, so the topic there, he's really focused on consciousness, and he's really focused on getting information out when it comes to what he feels that people need to hear, and it needs to be said often, like doing something kind for someone. Right. Even when you don't want to. Right. Having the patience with people when you don't want to.
Right.
It's all about love and about using your heart space to just tell people, you know, just tell them they look nice that day, you know, and you never know. Right. Like, it could really make their day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, most definitely. I always ask, or I always try to be a beacon of light for somebody in need for that day. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to be inspirational to somebody or whatnot. You know? So I think today or tonight, I think that we have done that. I think that we have, you know, kind of set a little bit of a milestone of what this show is going to be, you know, considering the fact that we've used to do some shows in the past. So we've kind of created a new milestone of starting something new. So, and I'm really glad, and I'm glad that me and you have reconnected in that sense to do this. So, but I want to thank everybody for listening. This has been 32, and we will be back with another episode on Thursday. And like I said, who knows what it's going to be, but you know, we usually let spirit try to help us with that, but we usually just run our own gamut. So, but yeah. So thanks everybody. And this is 32, and we are out.